I've been out till 2:45. Could you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome, this is Dr. Rob Stahl with What Should You Expect at Your Age? And the answer to that is a lot, and that's what we're here to explain. I have with me today Mr. Richard Gehring, president of Meals on Wheels of Erie County and Buffalo. Now, let's get to our guest, Dick, Mr. Richard J. Gehring, I believe.
Correct.
got that straight. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in an important area of elder care.
Thank you for inviting us on. I'm always excited to talk about nutrition in the elderly and also about Meals on Wheels of Buffalo and Erie County. The agency itself has been around since actually April 9th, 1969, and we were serving approximately 50 people on the west side of Buffalo. Since that time, we've grown tremendously, and we're currently serving around 1,600 people a day all over Erie County. And we serve most of Erie County. There are a few smaller programs in Kenmore and Amherst.
Now, let's give a phone number right off the bat. And I would assume that if people called you and they didn't live in your catchment area, you would be able to send them, give them a number to call for their area.
Absolutely. The first question we ask when folks call in, Bob, is where do you live? We have a great bunch of folks that are responsible for getting 1,600 people fed 2 meals a day, 5 days a week, and we have a weekend meal service that goes in on Thursday for those elders that live alone, have really limited resources in terms of family and friends to watch over their nutritional needs on the weekends. Our goal is to help families help their elders stay out of nursing homes and hospitals.
Now, let me stop you right there, and you mentioned something very important, and that's trying to keep people out of nursing homes, which everyone wants to stay out of the nursing home, be able to live at home as long as they can, healthy and happy, hopefully, but also keep people out of hospitals. So why don't we get into a little bit of definitions as to what nutrition is and also what hunger is. I saw on the national website, it talks about hunger in several different ways.
Hunger is a prevailing need in this country. In terms of folks that we call food insecure, they have some funds to buy certain food items, but they don't really have the resources to contribute to what we call well-balanced nutrition.
Now, let me ask you, you have an 8-week cycle, but what if someone just wants the same thing every time? Are they able to choose?
Unfortunately, they're not able to choose, but we have a great staff of dietitians that go out to the home and do a complete thorough nutrition assessment, and our staff will work with that elder around the whole area of looking at what food items they have at the home, making suggestions on how they can eat well, eat nutritionally well-balanced food, and supplement what we bring in. Our goal is to keep people nutritionally sound, reduce hunger, eliminate poor eating habits if we can.
Now, we are in the process of getting Margaret Terrell, a registered dietitian with the Meals on Wheels Buffalo and Erie County program, on the phone. And one thing we're going to focus on with her is the type of home assessment she does. And I'm reading from the Meals on Wheels Association of America website. Hunger is more than just a growing sensation in the stomach. It's an emotional and physical stress that, when prolonged, may cause serious health problems and a substantial loss in the quality of life. When we talk about nutrition, I think it puts it in an even better perspective if we really talk about hunger, the lack of food that's necessary to maintain a good quality of life. Do we have Margie on the phone?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hello, Margie.
Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
I'm glad you can take our call. We wanted to talk about what you do in a capsule overview and also the type of home nutritional assessment that you do when you go out and bring someone new onto the program. So
okay, well,
first, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you happen to be affiliated with Meals on Wheels.
Well, actually, I'm a registered dietitian, and I've actually been with the program for over 25 years now. And basically my interest when I first went into the field of nutrition was, you know, working in the community and basically trying to keep people out of the hospital. So basically I've been in home care all of my professional career.
Well, you know, before I forget, I just want to say also that Meals and Wheels is a program that is very near and dear to my heart in this sense, in that it's truly a grassroots program, and it involves volunteers as the main workforce combined with healthcare professionals, health administrators like Dick overseeing the program to help older people and help themselves.
Yeah, we really use our volunteers. We often refer to them as, you know, the eyes and ears in the field. Because the dietitians and the other staff, we're limited in terms of the number of times, the number of contacts that we can have with our clients. But the volunteers are there every day.
Now, let me go through the nutrition assessment that I send out to my patients. And you can let me know if this serves the purpose, if I should be adding things, taking away things. And then I'd like you to describe the assessment that you do. Mm-hmm. Number one, I have a condition that made me change the kind or amount of food I eat. Two, I eat fewer than two meals per day. Three, I eat few fruits or vegetables or milk products. Four, I have three or more drinks of beer, liquor, or wine almost every day. Five, I have tooth or mouth problems that make it hard for me to eat. Six, I don't always have enough money to buy the food I need. Seven, I eat alone most of the time. Eight, I take three or more different prescribed or over-the-counter medications a day. Nine, without wanting to, I have lost or gained 10 pounds in the last 6 months. And number 10, I'm not always physically able to shop, cook, and or feed myself.
Well, actually, what you're utilizing I've heard it referred to as the Determine Checklist. And it was a tool that was developed several years ago to be used in different kinds of professional settings, whether it was in a doctor's office or a clinic or whatever, to help to identify nutritional problems. So it really is a good basic tool. And actually, we use that as kind of a tool to help us determine what kind of nutritional risk our clients are at, and also helps to determine just how quickly we may need to go out and see a client.
Now, when you go out, let's say Dick is your older client that you're going out to evaluate.
He actually is eligible. You know, he's old enough.
Well, you shouldn't have. I don't know if he gave permission to have that said, but he's laughing on his end.
So,
but let's say, put together a typical scenario, how someone might happen to call Meals on Wheels or refer Dick to the program.
Well, we get referrals from a number of sources, and they come into we have a social work department that does the intake. So basically, the referral can come from, from the client themselves or from a family member or from a hospital discharge planners, from their own physician, from a neighbor even, so they really can come from anywhere. And basically, the intake social work department will look for, what is their level of need, what is their level of disability, medical conditions, and then based upon that kind of a phone assessment, then they will then determine whether the person is actually eligible for home delivered meals. And then once they take the application, then a home visit is made in the home to do a further, a more detailed assessment by a social worker, and also see if there's other needs that can be addressed.
So the dietitian then goes out, and tell me what you might talk to Dick about after he's, describe what a typical meal schedule would be for Dick, and then when you go out, what do you ask him about?
Okay, well, the usual schedule for most of our clients is, we provide two meals a day, 5 days a week, a hot lunch and a cold supper, and they're both delivered about, around the noontime by our volunteers. So basically, when we make a home visit, we're looking at the area of, his height and weight, what's his current weight, current height, if he's had any weight changes, whether it's gain or loss, and what might be the reason for those changes, and then provide appropriate counseling if necessary, for example, for low sodium or diabetic or low fat. We also do a lot with food safety because a lot of our older clients are from days of the old refrigerator, the old ice box, I should say. And so some of them feel, if they're not going to eat their hot meal right away, well, I'll let it sit out for a couple hours until it gets cool. Well, that's definitely not recommended. So we do a lot of food safety counseling as well with our Meals on Wheels clients.
How do you interact with the patient's doctor?
Well, mainly before the client comes on service, we always have either a verbal or a written, what we call a diet prescription, and that would have to come from the physician. So again, the doctor would recommend a certain diet, and basically we're able to accommodate many different kinds of diets. We accommodate, diabetic. We accommodate diets for clients with renal problems. We have a bland diet for clients with different digestive problems. And then our regular diet also includes like people that might need low sodium or low fat. So we do have a pretty we are able to meet a pretty broad need in terms of diet.
How do you target special populations that might be in need of services from Meals on Wheels? Maybe that question isn't asked properly. It seems that you're so busy and that you're trying to get volunteers to accommodate the needs of people that call you that perhaps you're not able to really reach out to populations that might be in special need of nutritional counseling, for example, poor populations, people with particular illnesses. How do you handle that?
Well, I would say probably primarily our social work department would do that. They go to all the different agencies and different referral sources and are always keeping them updated as to what our service provides and what we realistically can and cannot do in terms of, you know, the types of menus and diets and that kind of thing.
Now, would that include reaching out to faith institutions, businesses perhaps,
we branch out or would reach out to those organizations, certainly for our volunteers. But of course, as you're talking to an audience looking for volunteers, you're also talking to the same audience that has, you know, older family members or, you know, a mother or a father or a neighbor or someone that they always say, gee, I know somebody that could possibly benefit, you know, from your program. So yes, that too is a way of reaching out.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your time. And perhaps we'll have you right here in the studio and be able to talk a little longer at a later date.
Well, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye-bye.
And, I know patients of mine and people in general might look for the magic bullet, the drug that's going to solve all their ills, but something that's totally in their hands is what they eat. And unless your body has the nutrition it needs to fight illness, to provide for the nutrient of its cells and all its organ systems, you can be on 100 medications and they just won't work to their fullest extent without good nutrition. And that's why we're talking today about nutrition in older adults. I don't know if we had a call, Jimmy. Hello, it's Dr. Stahl. You're on the air.
I wonder if the doctor could give an example of a daily delivery.
You mean the food that would come with a daily delivery?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll defer to Dick for that.
I'm glad you called. I'm going to read to you just very briefly the menu for this week, which runs from the 5th of December through Friday, the 9th. Today the folks had beef macaroni, a country cottage mix and grape juice, a breakaway roll, orange juice for later on. The supper meal is a turkey and provolone cheese on a soft roll, four bean salad, and for dessert, banana pudding. So you can see it's quite a variety. And with each cold meal, 2 half pints of milk are also included.
There are special considerations. Dick alluded to some of them, low salt, low sugar. There's also bland diets available, renal diets for people with kidney disease. And I saw also there's a kosher diet for people with religious dietary considerations.
Yes. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have another call. I do want to ask you where the food comes from and exactly where it's put together and who puts it together. But let's take the call first.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air. It's Dr. Stahl and Dick Gehring.
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm from North Buffalo.
Great.
And I just want to say what a privilege it is for me to be a part of this program. I'm a volunteer. I've been volunteering at the North Buffalo site for 6 years. And I'm a permanent, we have permanents and subs. I'm a permanent volunteer. I go once a week. It only takes an hour. I just hope somebody's listening out there who, you know, has a spare hour a week and could help us because you're going to get such a blessing from it.
Well, Mary, you're a very special person, and I'll readily admit, without you, the program just doesn't work.
Nope.
It could work without Dick. It could work without the doctors, except for the doctor's order, which is basically a rubber stamp in most cases. But without volunteers, this program does not exist. And one thing we didn't talk about is the socialization aspect of the program. Can you tell us, maybe give one example without a specific name of who you may have gone out to that it was especially important
to them. I can tell you so many, and in the last 6 years, I've made so many wonderful friends. But one lady in particular, she's in her 90s, And she, you would never know that she's 90 years old. She keeps a wonderful house, and she's just so happy, and she asks us sometime if we can come in and have a cup of tea with her, which, of course, we don't have the time to do because other people are waiting for their meals. But, you know, I have the phone numbers of some of them that I've come to know over the years, and I'll call and check after and see, you know, especially around the holidays, just to wish them an extra special Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, whatever the case may be.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I've made so many wonderful friends with the clients and also with the other volunteers. We have a real good rapport with all the volunteers. We get together at the different sites. Sometimes there's a picnic in the summer for the volunteers. They really do treat us.
Well, very good.
And thank you for having this program.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, we have another volunteer.
Yay, this is great.
Hello, it's Dr. Saul. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to thank you for taking up this subject on your program. It needs to get out before the public more even than it has. And I have found immensely gratifying because I know with a real moderate amount of effort, only about an hour and a half in the middle of the day, I can make a big difference in people's lives.
Well, Dick, I think recognizes your voice, and I think you're someone that I would love to emulate in a few years. And would you mind telling everyone who you are and what you've spent early and what you've done earlier in your life as a career?
Well, I'm Don Thomas, and I'm a physician. And I had spent practically all of my career in the field of public health, and I have been in the Erie County Health Department for many years before I retired.
You're an inspiration for me, and well, thank you once again, Dick Gehring, president of Meals on Wheels of Buffalo and Erie County. You can check them out on the web, mowbuffalo.com. This is Dr. Rob Stahl. What should you expect at your age? A lot. And don't settle for less. Thank you.